And now this is a dictation for Ione, I-O-N-E, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, April 12th, 43, address as a letter, Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 773-5061. Dear Dr. Mohan, follow up Mrs. Loomis, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, last visit February 2024, a year ago. Was admitted back in August for deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, briefly on oxygen, already discontinued. She required intervention and radiology intervention, thrombectomy. Remains anticoagulated, no bleeding. For high glucose, to start it on metformin. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Stable edema. Stable dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no oxygen. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. She mentioned a prior episode of also deep vein thrombosis at the time of radiotherapy for breast cancer a few years back. He was transferred from Alma to Grand Rapids. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight lisinopril, HCTC, off dimetolazone, off Nurantin, off Norvas, takes beta-blocker propranolol, Eliquis, medications for Parkinson, cholesterol, triglycerides, antidepressants, and for her breast cancer, anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E. Present weight 229, blood pressure nurse 160/72, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral, no cellulitis. Has rigidity tremors, mild degree of facial mask, speech relatively slow. Next paragraph, chemistries, January, creatinine 1.07, which is baseline, anemia 11.5, urine negative for blood and protein, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, present GFR 52, A1C 7.3, high triglycerides, low HDL, low-level albumin in the urine at 43 milligrams per gram. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, not symptomatic. Blood pressure in the office, high, needs to be checked at home. Continue pressing ACE inhibitors among other medications. There is no need for EPO treatment. Normal electrolyte acid base. No activity in the urine for albumin, blood, or protein. Recurrent DVT pulmonary embolism, which was quite symptomatic, requiring thrombectomy. Remains anticoagulated, no active bleeding. Continued management of Parkinson. Continued anastrozole, for breast cancer, which probably predisposed her to thrombosis. Plan to see her back in a year, end of dictation.